Oh, okay. All right, cool.
What up, bro? What's going on, man?
Chilling. I just, do Wi-Fi calling work for you?
I actually turn it off, man. It works okay, but then it, you know, when the Wi-Fi signal's weak, the call gets weird. I just kind of like, nah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with it.
Because that's the, yeah, because, you know, most calls, if they end early, I do not mind at all. But the one time that there's been one or two times where like we've had phone issues when we're doing this, and it's I think it's because of the Wi-Fi calling. So I finally turned it off. But I thought it just happened again. So
yeah, that happens pretty consistently. You know. Yeah.
I tell you what though, I'm gonna tell you something technical. My computer has never been so updated.
Really? Is that what you did this weekend, or is that just
between
because?
That? Between that and just getting a bunch of tax stuff together, it's pretty exciting weekend.
You hadn't filed your taxes yet?
Oh no, no. Oh, okay. We're terrible. We're terrible, and now we're gonna take even longer probably, which is so dumb. But yeah, it's just like there's no good reason for it.
We've been pretty good at that through the years.
Yeah.
Getting tax stuff together, because I mean we kind of know what to expect now and et cetera, but you know, right. Get my wife on board with some of the write offs for my company is the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, side note, real quick, you guys are now rocking on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota,
the tax man.
Thank y'all for tuning in here, Trippin' Edition, where we drop a new episode every day. Moving on from our usual every Tuesday schedule, this episode will be 15 to 30 minutes just to get y'all through y'all quarantine. You know what I mean?
We take the weekends off though.
We do. You know what I mean? We do. I feel like that's a very important thing. I had a pretty trying weekend, if that
oh, really?
Word. Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit testy, but I did run my 6 miles this morning, like I have been the last couple of weeks. So,
you know. Wow. Hey, let me ask you something. When you go out, like not to run, but like you know, if you go out shopping or whatever, grocery shopping, are you wearing a mask?
I am not.
Okay. Do you have masks?
We do. We have a few.
Oh, okay. Oh, because that's the weirdest thing that's been happening lately is like. Because I feel weird, like, when it's all started and, you know, then everyone's wearing masks. It seemed weird that there were people in the medical profession who weren't able to get masks. And I know there's a lot of different kinds. You know, the ones I was seeing probably weren't the kinds that they needed.
Right.
Or that they wanted.
Right. Yeah.
But then seeing as what they're going through now, I'm like, they probably would have taken whatever anybody had on in that grocery store. But now it's like shifting to the point where they're like, if you don't have a mask on, I'm seeing people get mad online. I'm like,
yeah, I'm okay. Like, move. I had to go to the store yesterday, Saturday. And, I mean, you know, it wasn't an adventure, you know, that I guess that it was for most people earlier. But, yeah, people had on masks and gloves, and the store was missing a few things that they wouldn't normally be missing, like vegetable oil and things of that nature. But right. Yeah, I saw a couple people with masks and gloves, a couple people without. The weirdest thing about going to the store, though, aside from the mask, Kev, is the social distancing at the checkout counter.
Like I love it. That, yeah. If I'm telling you, Trek, if there was not the looming threat of imminent death, aside from that minor inconvenience, this could not be a better situation.
So much is going well. I have to agree with you here. Although she did the woman at checkout got upset with me for putting my items on the conveyor belt, and I was like, "Hey, come on. Let me
put my
stuff." No, I wasn't walking. No, first of all, the conveyor belt was practically empty. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just, okay, I just started putting my stuff on the belt as it rolled forward while she's checking out the next person. You know what I'm saying? So I'm standing at the end, the person's checking out, and I'm putting my stuff on so that, you know, I didn't think that was a big deal. That's a big deal?
wait a minute. The woman in front of you in line, or the woman, the cashier?
The cashier.
Did you say, like, oh yeah, no, I don't get that, because she doesn't she have control of the bell?
Exactly. Exactly.
That, yeah, that's no. So no, I'm talking about the,
yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing that's great with social distancing, is that I'm used to getting in line in front of the person who has, it's not, it's one thing if you're carrying, like, you know, a cart, a case of water or something heavy or whatever, and I'll get out of the way and be like, yep, go ahead. Put your thing on the belt so that you don't have to carry this thing right in back of me, because you were too silly to not get a cart. but it's never that. It's always the, like, I'm like, the people who think they can somehow teleport through you, because you know how they drive. That behavior is the behavior of someone, and you know how they deal with everything in life. You know how they drive. You know how they act at baggage claim.
Right.
You know they're the ones who at baggage claim want to get their spot before the bags even start coming down for no good reason.
Yep.
And have their children right next to you, so that when you pull your bag off, it's like, oh, now if I knock a 3-year-old completely halfway across the terminal with my bag because you were silly, I'm looking like the jerk.
Hey, you know what, man? While we're stating these things, aside from that being a weird issue, you know what I do at the baggage claim part? I just become a worker. Because I'm standing there, and I figure, look, you guys are going to be idiots. At least 2% of you are going to be idiots. So I'll be like, is that your bag? I just end up grabbing like 9 people's bag just to keep them out of my way. Before my bag comes down, because I just already know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Always help. Yeah, just heroic. Like I tuck my cape in to my pants, and I ask the older person, is that, you know, let me know when yours comes or whatever. But other than that, like, nah. And wifey in young Sakota, I'm like, you stand way over there.
Thank you. Yes, you guys go back. Yeah. I got you. I have actually, the last time I had Sarai with me, because I wanted her to get used to having to get her own stuff ready. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but, yeah, you're going to pass the torch?
Yeah. Well, she, partially. No, but she travels, when we go to Hawaii, we come back before her, and she travels with her grandparents, and I wanted her to get her own stuff, like not have her grandparents grabbing it for her. But that's, you know, even then, when we got to Hawaii, I was like, man, just move. Everybody, just move out the way. You know what I'm saying? Just move and let me get everything.
I just stand way in the back. And then when you see your bag coming, it's like, I'm real. That's when the limited New Yorker in me comes out. Like, excuse me.
Running back, fullback Kev shows up. Yeah.
Anyway, but the social distancing is fantastic. Yeah, the guy in back you in line who for some reason it's like, dude, I have a belt full of items. Why do you feel the need to unload your cart? It's like, just back up. This is going to take way longer than you wanted to or I wanted to. So just back up. So you know what? Coronavirus, there are some blessings. The overarching threat of death is the only, is the downer.
That is the downer. Yeah, that good old 2.4% nation worldwide, which is pretty heavy. Man. But I'm like, wow, but the air is cleaner than it's ever been before. People are keeping distances. They're doing more healthy things. They're saying, statistically, people are walking more. People are getting more into outdoor activities just to get outside and get some fresh air. People are allegedly, this is largely alleged, eating better.
I would imagine so. Like, I went and dropped like $150 at the grocery store the other day, and I was like, what in the world? And then I thought about it, I was like, yo, we could go and eat out twice and that would be pretty much a wrap.
That would be it.
So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That's
wild.
Are gas prices actually going down?
They were for a while. I mean, Cali going down like $2.99 is going down.
Right.
Other states are looking at us like, whatever. I think it was 99 or 98 cents in one state. I was like, man, get out of here. Whatever. I ain't seen that since, sheesh, man, like what, 97, 98? since 1997, 1998. I haven't seen under a dollar in gas since that time. So, but yeah, they have been going down. I saw like 275 at one pump. I was like, wow, that's interesting. Or 285. Not 275, 285. I was like, whoa, haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, so. But you know, there's probably a whole group of people like me who are like, yeah, you know what, though? I don't think I'm going to go crazy and fill up this tank until I know I'm going to be around to drive that full tank of gas. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be smart with your money.
Well, there's that. I got to fill up tomorrow, so I'm ready for it.
I'll put a dollar on it.
Oh man, dragging this whole point on, when I heard gas was 98 cents, it just reminded me of my younger days, being able to put half a tank in using whatever was in my ashtray. that was a crazy time. Like, I just remember being like, oh man, I got $4 or $5 in my ashtray. I used to be able to like get a half a tank on that. That was wild. Now, never in a thousand years.
I keep thinking about what are MC8, where he said, "Who got the snaps on the petrol?" I was like, you've never used the word petrol. Shut up.
Never. Eight. Right. Yeah. Nobody said that. Nobody said that once.
I was like, yes, you can make silly things sound cool, but you never said that.
You never said that. Yeah. Nah. Nah.
MC8.
That used to get it, yo. You used to want to, all right, homie, let's go, man. I got you. I'm going to drive. And then, yo, just put some gas on it. And you could actually hand somebody $3, and that was more than enough. Now it's like, put some gas on it. It's like, you bought a whole 10 spot now. Like, yo, you have to give me 10. This is $35 to fill this tank. But, yeah, it's wild.
Word.
Speaking of wild, man, all right. I don't even know, man. Like, some of these things are real hard to discuss.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a story circulating about a woman named Jessica Black. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here. Jessica Black is let's take it old school for us. Jessica Black is out here tripping. Like, for real out here tripping. I can't even call it doing too much because that actually gives it, like, a little bit of lightheartedness. Right. In my opinion. All right. So some people are familiar with the basketball player Chris Paul. His grandfather was murdered in, I want to say, 2002. I know it does say it in the article, but I don't have it opened up. But he was murdered in cold blood. He was well loved and well liked within the community. And it was like a tragic situation, not only for Chris Paul, but I mean, for their family in general, but for the community. Where he was from. And this woman, Jessica Black, gave a testimony that put five young brothers in jail, teenagers in jail. So at the moment, they're having an innocence inquiry commission in North Carolina, where Mr. Nathaniel Jones was from. That's Chris Paul's grandfather. He was murdered in 2002, just to put a date on it, and these young men have been locked up. These five young men that she testified against have been locked up since 2002. Now, I'm going to read the meat of this so we can discuss it. Basically, okay. She's recanting, okay? So, the article says in the Griot reports, at the time, Jessica Black's testimony went a long way in helping to put in jail all five youths at the scene away from murder. At the scene away from murder. That was interestingly written. She's now come forward to reveal, Kev, she lied out of fear, is what she says. Her quote says, I don't get it either. Her quote says, I feel like she got what they want. I feel like they got what they wanted. That's her quote. She testified Monday. This is middle March, like March 17th, during a videotape deposition played by the agency. Jessica Black claims she was coerced by detectives to implicate the teens in Jones's murder and only complied after they convinced her, Kev, that she might be charged if she didn't say exactly what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
the five young men by name are Jamal Tolliver, Christopher LeVon Bryant, Nathaniel Cawthon, Rayshon Denard Banner, and Darrell Brayboy, who was released but was murdered at a grocery store in 2019. So four of them are still alive and in jail. Damn. All right, Kev, go ahead. Take it from here. You got it.
No, you really... really bringing a ray of sunshine into an otherwise cloudy day.
Sheesh, man.
Yeah. God. What I don't get is that what they threat. I don't get what they threatened her with. Because don't let the woman's name fool you. Yeah. I believe she's a
white woman.
She's a happy Caucasian woman, right?
Yes, well, she was. She was
probably not happy now.
Well, she was crying on the stand, which you know that matters.
Did she have a relation? Did she have any kind of relationship with these boys? Like, did she know them, or she just a witness?
I promise by next episode I'll have what she testified and her relationship with them and Mr. Jones. I believe she placed them at the scene. That's my understanding, my cursory understanding right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely out here tripping, or has been out here tripping. I don't know. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I wish I could say that you know, cops never do anything like this, but, hey, you know. They do.
This is not new. This comes on the heels of Barr asking to kind of alter legality during this coronavirus period, which would allow judges to, you know, hold people in jail almost indefinitely. I mean, a lot of these things that are happening due to this virus, just kind of, you got to kind of keep your eye on. Like I had posted about EPA regulations being removed entirely and was like,
I was gonna say we should maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow, is like those kind of things, because some of them I agree with the skeptics, and some of them I'm like, I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so maybe we should figure out how we want to approach that. But yeah, some of those, but definitely it's like, hey man, don't, this is definitely not the time to close your eyes or to just believe everything, but should never be. So
yeah, it really shouldn't. Yeah. It really shouldn't. I just, in the case of the of Jessica Black's situation or foolishness or just downright trash behavior, come on shorty, it's 18 years later. You know what I mean? These kids were teenagers. Now they're 30. They're in their 30s now. Like, I don't care if you're crying on this. I don't care. Your emotions don't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
Who cares if you cried? I don't care how you feel about any of this. You know?
Yeah.
But I always wondered, like, okay, so does she get locked up now?
Probably not. they'll probably you know what, though? I wouldn't be surprised if at some point she said something and they said, well, do you want to go to jail? And I bet you she'll say that. I bet you she'll say that. And that's why she kept her mouth shut, even though that's kind of BS or very BS. Like, I bet you she'll say that.
Oh, that's going to be the argument. And hey, as I sit here, not in her position, the threat of going to jail had to be serious if it was a threat.
Right.
But see, this also kind of points to a couple things that people don't really believe about the judicial system. And we're going to talk about the EPA thing tomorrow. But I do want to throw out there, kind of in conjunction with this, people who've never lived something tend to be real lax about the ideology behind it, right? Like, I lived in South Central during smog alerts. So I'm a bit more of an environmentalist than people that are, you know, 10 years younger than me that grew up out West Covina or further out where smog alerts weren't as big of a thing. And I guess until you got to, like, you know, San Bernardino County, et cetera, Riverside or whatever. But they, I guess they didn't grow up in that serious of a situation where smog alerts were a thing. But I grew up where you could not play outside because of a smog alert. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And yeah. So I don't have a lax ideology of how regulations should be taken care of because the effects of it were real. And you could feel it when you breathed in and breathed out and you were running around, right? As a kid.
Yeah.
With
well, that's... Yeah.
Real quick, with connection to this situation, I think what a lot of people don't get, using Jessica Black as an example, is there are quite a few people in jail for either not saying what the police wanted them to say or simply just false accusals altogether. And because it's you don't see it happen, you don't realize how much it happens. And similar to the right. coronavirus where it's like, well, there's only 1% of people dying. Well, 1% is a lot of people when you do the whole math. And in this case, I think there's a high percentage of people also that are in jail falsely for one reason or another. And because you can't imagine it happening, you don't believe it, so you kind of ignore the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and it's not have if you had that if you really did have the empathy that you think you have, you wouldn't go in there and just answer a question matter of factly, because the question is going to be phrased in a very matter of fact manner.
Right.
But you know why they're asking that question.
Right.
You know, if your son looked like those boys, you would know why they were asking that question, and you would take a different approach. You might not give a different answer. You know. You probably still try and tell the truth because you know you're supposed to, but you know where that's coming from. She might not have known that, so you know, stop thinking that you know stuff. And also the whole thing with people saying, well, only such and such percentage of people are getting sick, or you know, small percentage of people are passing away because of this virus. Those are the same people that turn right around and go play the lotto. So stop it.
I just don't understand. This is one thing that, okay, let me, all right. Why don't people understand percentages? I don't understand. Like, I'm like, okay, wait.
And you know what? Let me call Betsy DeVos real quick. I'm going to phone a friend.
Okay. Good. Yeah. a friend, quote unquote.
All right.
No, I just don't understand, like, why people don't understand percentages and do scalable math. It's like, I don't understand. What are we doing right now? Why are we not doing scalable math? There's a clown dude on YouTube trying to walk into New York hospitals to see if coronavirus patients are there because he doesn't believe it's happening. And because he's been, and here's the thing, this is the crazy thing, right? He's standing outside of the hospital asking people, do you see anybody? Is there anybody in there sick of coronavirus? Like, okay, dude, this is how you're going to on the street report this?
is he just like some tinfoil hat dude, or is he an investigative journalist?
No, he's a tinfoil hat dude, just a goof dude that's on YouTube.
He's just a doofus.
Yeah. And I'm like, and he's going to walk up to like EMTs or whatever and ask them like, oh, there's MRI techs. I'm going to ask them. I'm like, dude, do you realize there are privacy laws, right? Like, I can't just tell you who's in the hospital, sick of what. You know, it's not like a conspiracy, dude. There's legality involved.
Oh my God.
Idiot. Go sit down.
Oh, you know, the one thing that we can't forget to mention in relation to this, the story we've discussed is that Ava DuVernay and the, I think it was the whole studio, the production team behind When They See Us, they won the lawsuit against, they were getting sued by Linda Fairstein, whatever her name is.
Yes. The prosecutor.
Yeah, talk about a doofus. Yeah.
God, like, what an idiot. So
she took an L.
She took an L.
Another L.
They won the lawsuit, huh?
L is for Linda.
Take your L home, fool. It's my new song.
Yep. That's good, man. I see you're being creative during this time. That's good.
I am. Arts and crafts and writing lyric, you know, freestyling. Oh, man. Yeah, good. That's good. Man, that's a lot to talk about this week, because I kind of want to dig into that, too. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Because Linda Fairstein still needs, we need to give her an L probably at least bimonthly, just for the hell of it. Just, you know, make sure that she gets a Central Park 5 L.
Yeah, but she's like a racist Sonic the Hedgehog, dude. She's just going to find those rings everywhere, those L rings.
I'm really curious of how you I always stop calling him your. Everybody I talk to, I say your president. How the president is would react to that news?
Oh, what about
Linda Fairstein losing about her defamation suit? It was a defamation suit, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. just a waste of time. And I also don't care about how he would react. Oh god, what a clown. It's funny because obviously I watch more news than I should. Probably more news than most people.
Right.
Which is not a brag. It's a problem.
And the WHO minute says you're not healthy right now.
I know, right? But that's the thing is that when you mentioned that and then I saw it because I had to go and look it up to make sure you weren't lying.
thank you. Fact check me. Good job.
I was like, that's like when you read about how many calories you should eat per day. It's like, oh, I'm not, that number doesn't even mean anything to me. That number's so low. Dude, you might as well just not have said that. But yeah, no, but the reason I say that is to say that I think I've watched maybe 2.5 minutes of one of those daily briefing, whatever you call them, with the president. I can't bear it. It's just like, because also the kid's at home all the time, so I'm sitting there, I'm just cursing for no reason. She's like, Daddy, what are you watching? I'm like,
yeah,
what could it be?
Yeah. It's all a big show, and he's all proud. He's proud of his ratings on it all. It's so goofy, man. It's like, man, guy, could you joke with a serious position? I don't understand. Yeah. Speaking of ratings, man, please subscribe, discuss, get down with us. You and that rocking on Rap Sucks Radio. We're going to wrap this episode up. This is the In Here Tripping edition of Rap Sucks Radio. New episode daily. Check us out on rapsucksradio.com or any podcasting platform that you prefer. I mean, you know, rock with us on wherever you want to rock with us. And just a little special note, Trek Life will be DJing on Monday.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I'll be spending 12 to 1 Pacific time on Snapback Live on IG Live. So Snapback Live, I will be going on IG Live. So yeah.
And I'm gonna be going on IG Live at the same time heckling Trek Life on IG Live in a world first interactive social media experiment. I'm gonna actually be on there on Nelly's IG handle.
I am rarely nervous about anything, and I'm actually pretty nervous about this. This is gonna be pretty funny.
So it's only gonna be the entire world watching you DJ.
That's it. It's entire
What's
world
the angle
watching
on the camera too?
Wait, and play things that you know, the entire world may not super be excited to listen to. So this is gonna be even more fun.
Yo, when you DJ in front of a big crowd, do you shake? Like, do your hands ever shake?
Not at all. Nah.
Oh, you're so cool, man.
Nah.
I remember there were times when I'd be DJing, not for you, you know, because that was whatever. But
well, those weren't big crowds either.
But I remember DJing for other MCs and like. Yeah, being a little shaky. I was like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're a flawless show DJ, though, so I don't know why you were nervous about that.
Are you okay?
I
want to make sure you're okay.
I have a lot of
that's like the second nice thing you've said to me.
I think if anybody listens to the show knows that I'm actually nice to you. It's the other way around that's the issue.
That's the dynamic. By the way, big prayers to Roddy Rod, homegirl Carmelita. I think she's doing better, but you know, there are people in our lives that
that are affected
are
by this.
Yep. Heavily, yeah, affected by this. So yeah, man, stay smart.
Hey, yo, shout out to Dahl Uno. Her daughter was waiting for results and turned out negative. So shout out to Dahl Uno. Very happy for her family right now. So yeah, it's going down.
Going down.
Yeah, man. Holla at us, y'all. Rap Sucks Radio. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. Peace. Y'all stay healthy out there. We out.
You better blend better than that tomorrow.
Oh, man. You know what? Bye, Kev.
See ya.